me about when you were young, Grandpa.
Oh, Sonny, those were crazy times. My friends and I were out of control. We used to give each other wet willies and funny arms. We'd play dandy balls and legs a-spread and penis butt.
Sounds kind of gay, Grandpa.
It was gay. Everyone was. But back then, we were called pole fancies. It was real good old-fashioned grab the nearest tree and hold on for dear life gay. Not today's fancy featherbed thread count gay. People got hurt back then.
That's gay.
Yeah, it was pretty gay.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement with my crew of pole fancies. You can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org. My name is John Papagiorgio. Macanoza.
Hello.
William Papagiorgio.
Yo, yo.
And Veronica Johnson.
Why are you using my name?
Oh, I'm going to have to pot you down. No wonder you're so low in the mix. No one likes to hear that shrill barking in their ears.
Yeah. I can leave.
Okay.
That's fun.
I don't need to be here.
Oh, she's giving us the devil eye now.
I have a real
I'm just not look at
that intro was gay.
What?
You're
the
gay.
Pole fancies?
You're gay.
And the penis butt?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Again, archives of the show found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. If you feel the need, call at 703-560-TALK, but we try to not resort to that. God damn it. Someone's already calling, you know. God damn it.
You know it's Rich.
I know it's Rich, and he's just going to be talking about magic cards.
Harry Jesus Potter, you're on the
Christ,
air.
No.
Hello, caller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? Okay.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Okay, that was already
that was an actual caller.
I think so.
But, judging by their ineptitude, if that's even a word.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. So, before we get to anything, Will, have you ever poked around the studio, any of you guys? No, wait, you get here at 2:59 right before the show starts, so you never in your life have poked around these premises.
If not late.
Why can't I hear myself at all?
Because you're not yelling loud enough.
The good Lord blessed you. I don't know.
I'll have an abortion. I hate you.
Turn up your headphones.
They are. They're halfway up.
All the way up.
If I turn them all the way up, then...
Did you hear that, Veronica? Because we miss you. And everyone thinks the show is a sausage fest without you.
Whoa.
I'm not picking up, caller. Go to hell.
Answer the damn phone.
God damn it. Fine. Massa. Hello, caller.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Okay, this is worthless.
Two for two.
Yeah, I'm set up and everything. It's not my fault. All right, so I was poking around the studio, and if you've ever been to a public access station, pretty much any radio station, you'll find all kinds of junk, music-wise, just lying around. I found what looks like the most low-budget piece of S I've ever seen. Is this not like fat Stevie Nicks?
Rhonda? It looks like, goddamn, what's his name? Kirk Van Houten's Can I Borrow a Feeling?
That's exactly what it is.
Let me see that.
The bitch is Rhonda with a heart instead of an O. Secret anxiety. Can I borrow a cup of feelings?
Secret anxiety is getting to the grocery store 5 minutes after it closes.
Throwback.
Boy, baby. What year is this?
It's like
2003. Yeah. Jesus. It should be like 1983.
So instead of like rehearsing anything for the show, I just sat around trying to talk this thing to post for like 15 minutes, coming up with some kind of
I mean, do record. You have the CD? Can you play it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to try to do the DJ voice.
Have you listened to it yet?
Oh, it's horrible. It's nice. As are the rest of these. We have Jack and Jill, J-A-C
yeah,
and
I'm
Jill.
Missing the K.
Is
yeah,
unforbidden a word?
Yeah, Jack is really... Tubby, I'd screw Jill.
Let me see.
Then we have Snoo, some band called Snoo, and the album is Snoo You. What a clever play on Screw You.
Oh.
And there's Join the Snoo World Order on the back.
I wouldn't mind making a Jack and Jill sandwich.
I mean, I'd do things with their mouths, but anything below deck, I'm not sure of.
What
Check
is
that one out.
Snoo.
Then there's Baron Darnu, the Rosebud album. Look,
Snoo You. Ooh.
Yeah, first of all.
That's rebellious.
Dude, look at this crap. He, like, just glued a label to a disc. I know this must make for compelling radio because you can all watch along at home, but go to hell. It's entertaining me.
The perv webcam might catch it.
Look at the back. Does this guy not look like he was responsible for the Virginia Tech shootings.
You forgot to mention that Snoo's website is snooworldorder.com.
Snoo World Order, yeah.
Or did you mention that?
No, there's Snoo You, the album, though.
Yeah. And Snoo
You. Look at this inlay. Look at this inlay of Baron Darnu.
Who is this? Rosebud? Baron Darnu.
Baron Darnu.
Looks like a member of the Trenchcoat Mafia.
I know! He needs to be shooting people to Marilyn Manson.
And what? Oh. What the F is this?
KMFDM.
That is the inlay that shows a handsome Baron Darnu.
I'm sure chicks think he's deep.
Why didn't you open to one of these songs?
Oh, we're going to be playing those in a moment. Trust me, I'm not going to leave you high and dry. I've got a couple. And then we got another disc. It's just tons of crap like this. There's a group called Panzer Ballet. Isn't that awesome? Panzer Ballet. German for tank, then ballet.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't there a group called, like, Jagdpanzer or something?
I don't know. It's goddamn awful, man.
There's some 80s metal band with Panzer in it somewhere.
This is all going to be bad because I, like I said, I screwed around for 15 minutes trying to talk this fat bitch to post, and I couldn't get it right. But throw me the, what's her name? Rhonda. Rhonda with an ice cream cone instead of an
O. Luann Hill.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Deep breath. Deep breath. Hey everybody, this is DJ Buster Hyman with you on a lovely WEBR day. I can't get enough of this weather out there. I'm bringing you all the hits today. Right now we got Rhonda, the first cut off her Secret Anxiety album. Is unforbidden a word? Well, Rhonda, unforbidden is not a word, but I can tell you overweight is. Lay off the ice cream, bitch. Presto!
Oh, nice.
Done.
That was a good lead-in. It was right when the vocals came out.
That is what I did for 15 minutes before you guys walked in, if you want to know how I busy myself. So here we have Rhonda. Jesus Christ. Here's Jack and Jill. I know, it's really bad. And we're going to get to the, you know, the ramifications of all this in a moment, but here is Jack and Jill.
And that's why you can find them all at the same radio station that broadcasts this show.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, these people obviously had other folks in their life saying they are talented and reinforcing things.
Don't you get that we are
We are the Jack and Jill. We're the Rhonda of radio.
That's great. I'm going to come and cry now.
I know. I wanted to shoot. Like, I wanted you guys to walk into private pile brains all over the wall.
Veronica, this was long before you walked through these doors.
Hold on. Here is the latest Papa's Basement hit, Jack and Jill.
Jesus Christ.
How bad is this?
That's from last year, too.
I know. I'm just going to throw these.
From 1970.
I'm not. Oh, man.
Just listen to this harmony. Oh, my God. Oh, oh my God.
I really hope we're not their radio equivalent, otherwise just end it now.
That's exactly what he just said.
But I don't think
I'd like to think we're not. It's a fear. I'd really like to think we're above that.
This is just
it's a fear that keeps me up at night, and I'm sure we'll get callers calling in right now, calling us Jack and Jill for the rest of our goddamn days.
They can't even get their words out.
I think you just put that thought into Harry Potter's head.
Did I just give everyone the rounds of ammo?
Who are you calling Harry Potter?
Rich Killiam.
Rich Killiam.
Why is Rich... Oh.
Because he looks like Harry Potter.
Two seconds.
And he drives a GD...
You seriously never put together that
Volkswagen
he looks exactly
Beetle.
Like Harry Potter?
No.
And for multiple Halloweens, just as a cheap costume, he would put the lightning bolt on his head. And...
Oh,
because
shut
he doesn't have,
up.
He doesn't wear glasses most of the time.
Not anymore.
But does the character?
Yeah, Harry Potter's got glasses.
Okay, yeah. But Richie used to wear glasses?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, at least for the costume. Yeah. God, we're taking a real sharp turn down the gay turnpike.
All right, here we go.
Answer the phone.
Why?
Because.
No.
Is this going to be some idiot who doesn't even speak?
Hello?
Hi, is this the John from the basement show?
Yes. I screwed up the joke.
Hi. Hi, Rich. What's up, man?
Is this the basement program?
I'm reporting to you live from a big event at Shady Grove, Maryland.
Oh, God. Rich is at a Magic the Gathering pre-release surrounded by like 500 virgins.
Dude, I know it's going to sound like I have, like...
This has more versions than Muslim heavens.
Exactly what I was going
to say. Beat you to it, bitch.
I'm just stunned. Like, I can't believe the degree to which people let themselves go, like, in terms of hygiene and, like, how they look. It's just... I don't understand it.
How many people are...
What did you expect? I mean, seriously.
You know what you need to do is get a caravan together and go to, like, the Showcase Theater in Beltsville. and get you some $20 left at the Showcase Theater in Beltsville, Maryland.
Hold on. What? Whoa.
I don't know. Some skeezy strip club like in this rundown house in an industrial park. And you have $20 lap dances if they leave their tops on.
Yeah, which I
think they'll make Rich into a sex slave or something out there.
It's disgusting. It's even just, by strip club standards.
It's as low rent as it gets. Rich, what's up?
Do they have like gunshot wounds?
I just
wanted
to report to you live on how ugly these people are.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, sir. We will. You can share your battle scars with me later.
I'll be checking in.
All right, peace. Oh man. Yeah, it's just been a long day already. I got nothing. I really got nothing.
Let's get to Big Ben.
Well, no,
Big and Little Ben.
We're gonna get to Veronica's crush. Oh, Veronica, why are you just holding your head? Isn't that bad
Let's
already?
See.
No, give me my phone.
Is someone sending junk pics?
I don't know.
To Veronica. No. All right,
probably some desperate plea.
This, you know, I don't mean to throw a buddy under a bus, but the other day I was in the gym and I was bitching about how I needed to cut up for the summer. Because I don't know about you, but I hate going on the beach just because of my physique. Like, I don't really do it. Matt, do you ever...
Oh, God, why are we talking about this?
Well, you're a girl. You can bring the girl's perspective
Jesus,
to it.
Debbie Downer.
Yeah. I'm Debbie Downer? He's bitching about his stomach and getting cut at the gym when I'm Debbie Downer?
I'm trying to introduce something. It could go positive.
Why did it take the momentum out from that story? Good God.
I got like
looking at where
even
I was
for
going,
a woman, you're bad.
Oh my God. This is the worst we've ever done. This is the worst in
I'm
months.
Pretty sure I have pink eye, by the way.
Thanks.
Wow,
thanks.
Scratch
it
and put it on the mic.
Level.
Yeah, get it on every mic. And then I'll deep throat him and get pink throat.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't
get away
rub
from
it
me.
On Will. Go do it to Veronica. That's what
you're
she's here for.
Deep throat the mic. Right. And screw you.
Give her pink eye.
Make it worse.
Give her pink eye and her brown eye.
You are so disgusting.
All right.
That is all I got today. Peter Griffin.
Veronica, why don't you come on Saturdays anymore? Blah, 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 blah.
We missed you. We really do miss
it's
you.
It's hot in here. Is there a fan? Like, it's always cold in
Stop
here.
Talking,
why is it hot?
It won't be hot.
This is literally like...
Fan me with this magazine, wench.
Oh, I will rip your balls off.
Go
don't
get the ice tray and the little, like, hand fan. Just hold it up to my head.
I like you, Veronica.
Joel, please help me, God.
Okay.
He just blew your watch.
That's like literally, I'm good for pressing that button.
I'm still not tired of that.
Yeah, me neither.
All right. What was your point?
Okay, Beach. I was getting to the point. I was getting fitness advice from Rich Harmon. Which, if no one knows Rich Harmon, Rich is a great guy, but he's kind of morbidly obese, just a little bit.
Does he listen to this?
I don't think so.
All right.
I mean, Rich knows he's a big dude. I'm not throwing him under any bus here, am I?
No, as long as he's cool with it.
Yeah.
Throw him under the bus to Fat Kid Camp.
That wasn't necessary. So, yeah, thank you.
This isn't a woman we're making fun of. You gotta be sensitive.
Yeah.
Rich has feelings. He's a person.
Stop it, Veronica. Stop
Unlike
it.
Rhonda.
Rhonda. Fat Rhonda.
And Veronda.
You mean this special gal? Come on, play, goddammit. There we go.
What other hits of tomorrow on that disc?
Let's see. Ooh, okay. This
sounds
is...
like a rocker.
Veronica, where do I have to take you after this to make it up to you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like low-rent Stevie Nicks or something.
That's what I'm saying.
Even the picture, you're right.
She's like Stevie Nicks' ugly cousin.
Isn't Stevie Nicks ugly herself? I don't know.
Uglier. No. Stevie Nicks had angles.
I don't even remember what she looks like.
This is what I say of many an ugly woman. There are ways to make her presentable.
Well, that's true for any fat chick. Look at, like, MySpace.
Stevie Nicks wasn't even that tubby. She was just ugly.
Oh.
She got tubby later.
I don't know.
All right.
I figure if she was wearing like those witch dresses, she has to be fat.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was just to hide coke. Yeah. Big bags of yay. Rich explained to me that the reason so many Americans fat now are because of soybeans. Have you guys ever heard of this?
I heard yesterday because he told me this yesterday.
Why? Are you laughing because it's a fat person conspiracy thing, Matt?
Yes.
Okay. Veronica, have you ever heard this?
No.
I've heard soy gives you moobs because of the estrogen or whatever.
The deal is, he was telling me a story back in the 70s. They were feeding pigs various...
No, shit. Here we go.
Can you pretend to be interested for 5 minutes before we get to Big Ben raping chicks?
And not curse.
Yeah. Watch your tongue, young man.
This is a family program.
Yeah. All right, that means there's a clean slate.
I'm not fat because of anything I did. It's the society.
He was simply saying that pigs, when fed other sources of fat other than soybeans, they tended to lose weight. But farmers found that if they fed pigs soybeans, they would just will. No one cares. No one cares.
Get through it.
All right, long hair. Here's the real short summary. I decided to give up fast food for a whole day because it contains soybeans and I wanted to lose weight.
A day.
I had given it up, and then I walked into the studio, and there's a ton of pizza, and I practically, like, raped my mouth with a slice right before the show. There you go.
Was it like Ben Stiller in Dodgeball?
Oh, at the end of Dodgeball. No, he was holding the food. I was just making love to it with the back of my throat. I gorged. All right. Oh, my God. Veronica's really holding her head. It looks like the cover of that one Minor Threat album. Did even Will catch that reference?
No.
Damn it. Okay.
I was going to say, you look very haggard. Is everything all right?
Hold on. You know, I feel bad, and we need to buy time. Veronica, what's on your brain?
Well, just asking myself why I'm here. That's all.
But don't you like telling people...
Are we keeping you from a big date?
Yes.
There, fixing your mic. Okay, you know what? Let's have Veronica's special 5 or 10 minutes.
No.
Come on.
I have nothing to say.
Come on, like...
You're not giving me anything to comment on.
You look very cute today.
Thanks.
Your jeans have holes in them.
Yes.
Where?
I bought them like
that. I can't see them. Can you stand up and model them?
No.
Play along.
They look unintentional. Gives you an unkempt appearance.
Right. About as much as your gym shorts, your ratty white tee, and your holy socks. Okay.
My socks don't have holes in them.
Yeah, take your shoes off. We'll see.
No, they don't. My shoes have holes in them.
Oh, he really is.
Do they have initials?
Wait.
Like all my socks do? Wait. Do you remember how Mom put our initials on?
Still living with your mommy.
She put them on all our socks in college. Which
no,
literally...
That's a hole.
Wow, and I look unkempt.
That
I don't care. I'm going to the effing gym. What do I care what I look like?
I think what astounded me is our retard of a mom actually put our initials on all our socks. Like someone's going to find that downstairs in the community dryer and return that to you based on the initials.
Didn't she only do that when we went to college or something?
Yeah.
I'm saying.
What was that?
I can't wait to get high out of my mind later tonight on Dextrin. I'm going to pop so much Dextrin over the next, like, 48 hours.
Pop what?
God. Dextrin.
Does that even do anything?
I'm Veronica.
It makes life bearable.
Yeah, I want to bring it back to Veronica for, like, 5 minutes. She is the spiritual center of all this.
Quit looking at me.
No.
I want to say your boobs are looking especially big today.
Don't look at me. Thanks.
I just wanted to say that. Sometimes Joel mentions them on the show, and I don't think they're particularly prominent, but they're actually...
Why does Joel talk about my boobs?
I don't know. He's not the host. He doesn't have that right.
Her boobs aren't big.
They're not, but I dig them.
They're doing today. Like, I thought they actually were, you know, they're a little engine that could today.
Show them for the camera.
Kind of like your cock, right?
Oh!
Maybe?
No, that one fails to deliver at the end of the book, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing good comes of my cock.
Yes, everybody
just
on the
tears and
knows.
Unwanted pregnancy and mysterious bumps on your genitalia the next day.
Lord.
I know. This is such a quagmire. And I have so many people that were like psyched up for this episode, too.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why we do any of this.
Little Miss Sunshine here.
Yeah, it's just become four people that barely stand each other.
All right, let's turn off her mic and...
What are you talking about? He hasn't been here in like a year.
Let's refocus our chi. Find our center.
Hold on. Let me play some meditation music.
Right, so let's kill Mike 4 and move ever forward.
Yes, kill Mike 4 so I can quietly leave.
Don't leave, Veronica.
I'm not going to leave.
Thank you.
Aww.
You're the one girl at this party. Mm-hmm. You keep it from being a sausage fest.
Well, the reason why is obvious.
What? Staring at Matt? Oh, the reason why you're the one girl.
Yes.
Okay.
We can get trim in here.
I guess. But it's not Veronica.
Hmm?
You can?
Yes.
Do it.
Okay. It's not Veronica trim. Veronica trim's witty and sassy.
Yeah, but her monthlies are making her angry.
Oh my god! Seriously?
I don't think she's monthlying today.
Oh no.
I'd be able to detect that.
Okay,
you
I'm
can
going
smell
to
it
leave.
Like a bear.
It's because I'm here.
Please don't leave. Can I give you a hug?
No.
Okay. We're going to need your expert commentary on the Ben Roethlisberger case.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to get to that story right now. I usually don't care about celeb rapes and all that stuff, but I found this one endlessly fascinating.
What are you talking about, you don't care? That's the foundation of this program.
Okay, you know, you know, can... It's like having kids. Just, I'm being kids and a wife. I'm undermined at every step, at every turn. I'm trying to bring home the bread here. Put some damn...
All right, just summarize what happened for us.
What the hell is wrong with you?
For those of us who don't know all the gory details.
I just listened to this girlish laugh.
We played dandy balls and legs are spread and penis butt.
Okay. Are we done?
No.
What is so funny?
Summarize the story. I'm doing something for the show.
Okay. What are you... Okay.
Okay, please get into... Please.
This is the worst goddamn thing we've ever done. This is like week one Papa's Basement. This is horrible.
No, just week one.
Summarize Big Ben rapist.
No, week okay. one head structure.
Back in March, a 20-year-old in Georgia accused Ben Roethlisberger of, quote-unquote, sexually assaulting her, which, experts, anyone here, what is the difference between that and rape, first of all?
Nothing.
Ron, he didn't penetrate her.
No, it depends on the state.
Okay, does it mean pretty much like he pulled out his huge ogre junk, but he didn't put it in her?
Depends on the state. It could be rape. It could be he groped her.
He could have put his dick on her what... forehead.
Giving her a snorkel. An angry dragon.
Yes, because this is something to joke about.
I'm not joking. They're joking.
Mm-hmm. What is this, Women's Rights Month?
He didn't do anything.
All right.
Or she's how full about of it. Human Rights Month?
I, for the longest time, I actually believed this chick.
Okay, Hillary Clinton.
All right, back to rapist.
We got like a whole half hour left, too. God damn, really? I believed for the longest time that she might have actually been raped, this chick.
No.
I felt bad for a long time.
Never feel bad for a woman.
This one or the other 20 that claimed Ben did something?
No, these are very, very muddy things. Our own Harry Potter was at one time accused of rape by a girl.
I could very easily
see that. Wow, I
really
hope he's okay with you throwing that out there.
What now?
I said I really hope he's okay with you throwing
that out there. Well, because it was this girl got drunk, just made out with Rich. Her boyfriend found out the next day, and to cover her tracks, said, Rich raped me.
Oh, what a whore. Who was it? I mean, say her name.
I don't even know her name. It was some girl back in college. There was no penetration whatsoever. It was just a drunken makeout, and she said, Rich got drunk and raped me.
Oh, what a whore.
And Rich, like, almost got into a fist fight with the boyfriend the next day.
She should have gotten into a fist fight with a bitch. Really?
I don't know. It's all very muddy. If anyone's going to be a rapist, I believe Ben Roethlisberger would be a rapist. Looking
Why?
At him. Did you see the picture of him at his press conference when he was like cleaned up and trying
No,
to,
like, I heard like people giving yeah, him ass about it.
It was okay, yeah. It's on the website inpapasbasement.com.
Let me see.
For the two listeners we have left. Walk around, folks. I just threw the picture up. Like, come here, take a look at the long on top. It's literally a mullet.
Okay, I need a closer look.
It's shaved on the sides.
I saw it yesterday.
Long.
Ross's burger is a piece of white trash.
Yeah, and he's in just a red polo shirt with, like, his hard man nipples poking out of it.
He looks like Jesse James.
Yeah.
They really do all share an appearance.
Those fat white slobs.
It's almost like the hair I used to have back in eighth grade, the Jason Newsted.
I mean, it is a mullet.
It does quite well. It's long on top, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't that's that, guys?
That's not long, long.
That DQs you from mullet, right, Veronica? Mullet's just the drape in the back.
Even an undercut these days is pretty disgusting.
God, she is so mad right now.
I don't know what you're talking
seething.
About.
The mullet haircut.
Open your ears.
She is emanating hatred and anger.
There's just waves of negativity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Will it make you happier? Will the show progress better?
Or
if you
like
just,
disinterest.
If you punch me in the kidney.
Maybe.
Do you want to do it?
No.
Please, something?
No, talk about your mullets again.
I want the show to be about us, Veronica. It might be called Papa's Basement, but it's about us.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Oh my
There's
God.
Pizza out in the hall.
Do you want to have a snack for like 10 minutes?
No.
Do you need to go in the corner? Have some alone time.
I need you to
time?
Leave.
Do you want a juice box or a fruit snack? Do you want to get drinks after this?
No, I'm going out tonight.
Oh, what are you doing tonight?
Willows.
Okay, fine.
The F is Willows.
It's one of those secret shishi bars that she goes to.
It's a dive bar in Clarendon. What are you talking about?
It's in Clarendon already.
That's
I hate
stain
it.
Enough. All right, back to Beth.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Mullets. Finish. I was listening.
Were you really? I think
yes.
You're the only one.
I was waiting for the part that you wanted to comment on.
Okay. I don't know what I'm commenting on. This is horrible. I've been so thrown today. This is just the worst.
All right, he looks like trash.
Thank you, Will. Thank you for walking me through. I feel like I was the one who's raped and Will's the nice cop who's trying to get me to recollect everything. All
we're
right.
talking about whether this whore is believable or not.
Yeah.
I say no.
For the longest time, I thought she kind of was. Like, the whole story is what? She's kind of all over him for the night. Then they walk off to a bathroom.
Yeah.
And two of his bodyguards block the way for her friends to get her. Whoa, I wasn't expecting you to laugh at that. Why are you chuckling, Veronica?
I don't know.
It's a situation she's all
like
too familiar with.
Okay, so apparently the two bodyguards keep the friends away while Ben, the woman then alleges she kept saying no, but...
That is such horse ass.
John, you worship athletes.
I'm not that big a jock sniffer, actually. I'd do a lot more work at JFK if I were...
Yeah, if Joel was here, that would be a
Joel would be having
argument.
Sex with a knot hole in the wall right now if we're talking about Ben and his cock.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know what?
It's like the second time he's been accused of rape.
Who, Joel? Or Ben?
Ben. Dude, come on. Look at Mike Tyson. Even you still defend that guy.
Oh, Mike.
He didn't do anything.
Mike never
oh, yeah,
did
he did.
No, he
Mike
didn't.
Mike never did anything.
He
was a
and if
psycho.
He did, he had the right to.
You bite.
Excuse me.
You bite your tongue.
That man did so much.
Oh my God!
Have you ever played Punch
Dude,
Out?
It's because you think too logically about it. Because like I understand like your thinking. It's like a lot of it's logical. It's like he's famous.
She's a vile reptilian woman.
Seriously, like if you go near Mike Tyson, expect to be raped.
Dude, all I'm saying is like you.
So
about,
if it happens, it's your own fault.
Will
that's like
silence.
Those second kids know who accuse silence. Michael Jackson of molesting their kid. What the hell are you doing? Let your kids sleep over at Michael Jackson's house anyway. You know he's going to stick his finger in their butthole.
We got someone staring in the studio from outside. It's really creeping me out.
All I'm saying
are
is that...
Are we pumping through all right,
John, the way you look at it, the way millions of other people look at it, is that he makes millions of dollars a year.
Mm-hmm. Does this guy need to get in or something?
I don't know, but I can see a shadow.
I'm going to wave. Come on in. He's now waving back. Someone show him some nipple. See what happens. See if we get a reply in kind. All right.
Has he held up a sign yet that says you're fired?
No, all I'm saying is that, all right, yeah, he's famous. He can get any woman he wants, and that all this woman is doing is, you know, like with Mike Tyson and Ben Roethlisberger and other athletes that have, like, had stuff against them, is that, you know, they're just looking for money and whatever. And
they are.
All right, yeah, but, dude, like, look at Mike Tyson. He got kicked out of high school because he had, like, over 100 reports of him doing stuff to chicks.
Well, that's who he is.
They were doing it for the money.
Yeah, they want some of that, like, Marcy Projects money. All right?
They knew he'd be famous in 10 years.
Yeah, see, they're just thinking ahead. That's all.
Oh, man.
Preparing.
All right, here's the story I read that really kind of made me think this was all BS, and she was...
I'm not going to lie, that was creepy as hell.
That guy at the window?
Yeah, this is like gave me a shivers at the back of my neck.
Was he from out of town?
Sexy shivers?
So to speak.
I think he wanted to come in here and sniff Veronica's
blonde hair. He looked like he has the legal right to vote, and his ancestors never counted as 3/5, if that's what we're going for. He looked like Veronica's brothers.
But
screw you, I will fight you.
She's topless. Full of S. I mean, did you read her account? She's like, I told him no, this is not okay, and then he had sex with me.
That like, I think that verbiage
that
alone confused
rape.
Me. Yeah,
saying
like where
no.
I come from, that's rape.
No, you can't have. I mean,
hey Veronica,
she would have had marks on her if a guy that size was
she
like
had,
raping.
She had bruises on her junk, but I believe Big Ben's hung like a thermos, so that proves nothing.
I doubt that. I don't know. He looks like a fat ogre.
Oh, he's too big. He's just too big.
I don't think there's any
perfect.
Correlation. You are disgusting. You're a chubby chaser, aren't you?
Oh, God. She would totally blow Jim Belushi.
Ew. My boss? Oh, my gosh. Jim Belushi was in, what the hell is that movie called? Animal House?
That was John Belushi. Oh, that is the worst error that has ever been uttered on my show. But
might
proceed.
As well said Kevin James.
What is the big deal about
anyway,
Animal
moving
House?
On. John, what else do you have?
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Do we want to confuse the Carter brothers or the Clintons while we're at it? I mean...
Well, I have homework this weekend. I have to watch it.
You've never seen Animal House?
No.
What the... Have you seen The Godfather?
No.
Have you seen A Walk to Remember?
Yes.
Have you seen The Notebook?
Of course.
Queer.
So Goodfellas?
Yeah, I love Goodfellas.
That's odd.
Casino. Yeah, that
throws a stick in our
Ray Liotta.
Stereotypes. Whatever.
Ray Liotta went to Miami.
Okay.
He was on campus. Met him.
Did you go to Miami or something?
She did.
No, I was there for Ray Liotta Day. Like, yes, I went there.
Maybe you were there for a wet t-shirt contest. I don't know.
Can I borrow your shirt for the next one?
Did you ever do any of that?
No, we didn't have wet t-shirt contests at Miami.
Really?
No, we didn't.
I just...
Donna Shalala is the president of the school.
I imagine that school is
contrary
nothing but...
to popular belief, it's not Suntan U.
But like wet t-shirt contest and screwing the football team. Like that's
no.
it.
Sorry.
Okay. And now we have Matt holding his head, pulling a Veronica. Mm-hmm. All right, let me just read Willie Colon. I hope that's how you pronounce his name. Nothing sounds gayer than when a man mispronounces an athlete's name, at least a male athlete's. If you don't know the WNBA, who cares? But Willie Colon's talking about what went down on the day of the alleged rape. He explained that Roethlisberger himself and several others, including Steelers teammates Daryl Stapleton and Ramon Foster, had traveled to Roethlisberger's home and stayed there for a week. As to the evening of March 4th, Colon said that at a bar called The Brick, the alleged victim repeatedly attempted to get Roethlisberger's attention, which included pinching him. She told Colon that her nickname is DTF, which stands for what, folks?
Down to F.
There you go.
Down to F.
I believe every word of that.
And when he asked her what that means, she said, down to F, as Matt Ganoza... Matt, is that your nickname, too?
I'd never heard that before, but I buy every single word of that.
Thus far, everything.
That sounds true.
Yeah, Willie, by the way, a huge brother. Yeah, just huge.
I told him it's not okay, and he continued, does not sound true. This
nope,
sounds
it
true.
It doesn't.
Hmm?
It doesn't.
Here, yeah. I start to...
It sounds like rape.
The real victim...
Trust me, like, you ever try to, like, switch holes on a girl and have her put up a struggle? You know, they're not as weak as they make themselves out there.
Oh, no, they can... Like,
if you try to pull... Like, if you try to pull a surprise transfer mid-coitus, like, you'll find out just how strong a woman is. They will throw you off like a donkey at a kid's birthday party.
Oh, my God.
So...
shit.
I mean, granted, like, Ben Roethlisberger's a bit bigger than me, but still, like, she would have had marks on her if he was just like, and, like
she'll just go Weapon X berserker rage.
She's an effing whore.
This is when I realized the real...
You know there's an R in whore, right?
Hua?
Not in Jersey.
Hua? H-U-E-R? Hooer? Hua. All right, the real victim of the night is Colin, and I start to sympathize with him and any other black athlete who's around a white athlete at the same time, especially in a white club.
All of a sudden, he'll get charged.
Colin became frustrated by the fact that girls were trying to talk to Roethlisberger, quote-unquote, through him, and he eventually concluded that it was, quote-unquote, gay.
What is the South? Excuse me, Ben's servant. Do you mind taking this note
over? Oh, my God, are you serious?
Can you put on a tux and get the little butler tray?
We play dandy balls and legs are spread and penis butt.
Penis.
Excuse me, Mr. Ben.
That lovely white lady wants your attentions. No, this is completely true. I mean, chicks go nuts, especially in these, like, you know, a club that doesn't look like it's a club in D.C. or Hotlanta, if you will, a bit of a whiter club. They go nuts if a white athlete's around. I was in that asshole you love so bad, Jackson's, and Colt Brennan was there.
I was just going to show you a picture of him with some of my friends.
Oh my. Okay. That is everything I hate put into so very few words. He's a white athlete who does nothing, but because he's got some ducats and he's not a black athlete, he's got Veronica's.
He hangs out at Jackson's?
Like, all the damn time, apparently.
Oh, my God, I'm going there right now.
Like, I know. Okay, let's see the picture. Him with friends. Oh, look how tall and handsome he is.
I know.
He's dreamy.
He's beautiful.
Did he start doing any of your friends after they said no?
I'm going to rate my phone.
I'm going to what?
He's going to Big Ben it. Why aren't your friends topless?
Goofy looking MF-er.
Here, let me see a picture of him.
Oh, no.
Why are your friends not getting goosed in this photo? He is a gay.
Because they're all married.
And heinous. Oops.
All right, is show and tell done?
Why does it look like it's outside at a festival or something?
It is. They're at the...
Shamrock Fest?
No. This was like 3 days ago.
I have no...
They were in an outdoor bar somewhere.
Thanks to the drugs. Okay.
All right.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, don't tell me. We've only got like 20 minutes and we're home.
Oh, God.
No, 10 minutes, actually. We can cut it short.
Yeah,
10 minutes and we can get out of here.
That's enough time.
I'm having fun.
That's enough time.
I know you are. Well, you're the only one that's like kicking ass today, man. Matt's chilling with me. I'm doing nothing.
You can't put up with Veronica's ass.
Veronica's entertaining me, but probably no one else.
You have to rub her nose in it like a dog.
You are so lucky it's Saturday, not Wednesday night.
Why? Is that period night?
Is that your retort for everything? Whenever a woman gives you an attitude, she must be ridiculous.
I don't know. You might be one of those once-a-week spotters.
Or you could just be a dick.
Also true.
Just a thought.
This is fun.
I'm enjoying it.
All right.
So how many listeners do we have left?
No, I'm sure we're down to one or two. Yeah. The parents. Parents
down
are still around.
To none.
All right. Later at the nightclub, where...
It's like...
Yes. Yeah, Matt.
He needs some ice.
I'd say it's like life. Everyone else is giving up on you, but your parents still stick in there.
Yeah. I think even the parents may have given up at this point.
Oh, yeah. We got nothing. This is just effing miserable. If anyone's still making it through, God bless them.
All right. Let's keep this train wreck rolling.
Later at the nightclub where the alleged incident occurred, Colin initially decided that the VIP room where Roethlisberger Group had congregated was a quote-unquote sausage party. Because there were too many men and not enough women. I love how they have to explain the sausage party. Eventually, went back to the VIP room and saw a small crowd of women around Roethlisberger. Colin explained that the group often had to deal with jealous boyfriends, so they kept men out of the VIP room. That's about it. It's just so...
Why would there be jealous boyfriends? Like, if your hoe of a girlfriend is going into a VIP area with some football player...
Why wouldn't you just
end it
on the spot?
Yeah, I mean, either you choke a bitch like a real man,
yeah,
or you get out.
Send a text that I'm done, you whore.
Veronica smiled at the choke a bitch line.
No, she didn't.
She smiled and waved like, yoo-hoo.
I think she likes it, like that girl in Archer.
What's Archer?
It's a cartoon that like five people have watched.
But it's hilarious.
It's pretty goddamn good. I am not going to lie. And we got Larry King divorce talk next, if we want to get to that. Or do
She's
we just
such a slut?
Or do we want?
This was his eighth wife.
Seventh.
Or the eighth
ninth?
Time that he was married. Eighth, ninth.
Let's get the facts.
I hope she gets all of it.
On why? Well, she deserves none of it.
No. Why?
Because she didn't earn that money.
All right. Okay. Let's just throw it out there before we get to the battle of the sexes. Larry King and his wife Sean King. I guess Larry's about 80. Sean's 50.
Really? She looks pretty good.
She's pretty put together. I don't think he's marrying a pig. It's like his eighth divorce or some crap. They're in the process of getting divorced, and it's because she might have been cheating with the kid's baseball coach or something.
No.
And he,
in
retaliation, porked her sister.
Good for him, man.
All right, what is the story, Veronica?
I didn't hear anything about the baseball coach. I only heard about the sister. Yeah,
no, there was alleged infidelity and physical violence from both parties.
Well, yeah,
both people cheated. Both people apparently hit each other, which usually I wouldn't consider that an equal crime, but Larry King is
80. Yeah,
so
it is.
Did he beat her with a microphone?
Larry King, I don't know what
beat her with a matzo ball.
Throwing bagels at her. What would you do? Would it destroy your family if, Veronica, your sister is married to Larry King? Would you ever sleep with him?
No.
Under any circumstances?
Are you kidding me? No.
Is it possible?
That's trash.
Is it possible,
that is
like, he's just got sick game and her
he's
sister...
He's 80. No. Seriously?
He's rich. That's it.
He has a 14-inch dong.
Right.
I don't know, like... how the bitch sister could ruin the family over that. And I don't even know if Sean's all that pissed.
Why would she be? I mean, she married him for money. It's just like Tiger Woods. Like, why is his wife upset? She's a whore, too. It's like the rest of them.
You know what? She's young enough where I...
Because, like, do you really think she's with him because she loves him and he's so good looking?
I think the money helped the love along.
I think the money helped. He's not a bad looking guy, and she was a model beforehand. So
exactly. So
like...
would she be married to Tiger Woods?
She's
if she
a Swede, and the Swedes are light in the head.
Like, if Tiger was the janitor here at WEBR...
Swedish women are whores.
Matthew.
What?
Swedish women are whores.
I have yet to ever.
You're
be
not
in a
from Jersey. Huh? What are you doing?
Who was? We all watch Sopranos. We all idolize Ralphie. We can do this if we so choose. Here's my take on it.
Slob, just like your mother.
I think she cared about. All right, yeah. So the show has. Will said a lot of funny things. You say that entire scene, so you get one to your credit, and I've got zero. And Veronica is always
is
funny.
Responsible for the whole mess.
Veronica, this is her unofficial resignation.
No, it is. You bite your tongue. I love her on the show.
The Veronica series finale.
I think
it'll be written off like Katherine Heigl and Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
She
or like Maude Flanders.
Shot out the side of a stadium.
The t-shirt cannon. back to Larry. I can't do it.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the blonde broad did love Tiger, but the money definitely. It's like you can love an attractive woman, but you probably wouldn't have fallen in love with her at first if she wasn't hot, right?
Yeah, no crap.
Well, I mean, love in itself is a selfish feeling anyway. You just love how the person makes you feel.
Yeah, there's very little about wanting to actually help them along in their life. It's just, I like the feeling of being with you.
Yeah, and it's they're the source of that, so that's why you think you care about them.
Yeah, because they offer something no one else is.
So how are your
girlfriends
doing, guys?
Which girlfriends?
Thanks.
I'm in the middle of separating from one.
Uh-huh. Are you really?
I believe so.
What were you pulling?
Oh, no, I was just trying to get rid of Tina.
Oh, God, again?
I think... Yeah, I mean, hopefully, for good.
Take that, you clap-having Jezebel!
There. Tina again.
Eh, effort.
Well, oh, yeah, okay. I think a million times over, F-Tina. I always thought she was the scum of the earth. But what has moved you to actually ditch her? Did you please tell me you got some new Puzzy? You upgraded to Puzzy 2.0 somewhere.
No, I mean, I'm moving soon.
Puzzy Chrome.
I'll be on my own again. So,
might I suggest Veronica? I think you two would make an excellent couple.
I don't think she could handle me.
What? He's, my brother's got a bit of the black in him, if you know what I mean.
He's not tall enough.
Well, you're like 5...
How tall are you?
5'7".
I'm like at least 4 inches taller than you.
Nuh-uh.
And 8 inches longer. Hi-o. What? I'm trying to build a... And look at those pierced...
Right, and so when I wear heels, hi, thanks, taller than you.
Yeah, but touch him through his gym shorts. You won't regret it.
No.
Go for it.
Absolutely not.
Why not? Why can't you treat yourself? You did the show. Here's your reward.
I'm getting my reward later. Don't you worry about that.
Oh!
Some fat man pants.
Oh my god, can we talk about how last weekend I sent your email address to Tyrone and Jerome?
Oh, the two of the guys you used to screw or something?
Yeah.
Hello there, John.
Hello.
That was funny.
Why would you do that?
I have no
idea. I love black men.
This is all I got.
Yeah.
I love black men.
And
let's trade nudie
pics.
I'll
bet your womanhood smells divine.
Okay. Well, what did they do with my email address? I never got contacted by either of them.
Well, because they were... Never mind. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I sent it, but I woke up the next morning.
Like what? You just texted email address to two guys you used to screw?
Among other things. Like, no.
Whoa!
I left the
house. Let's make it a foursome so I'm airtight.
Anyways. Okay, and I'm done.
All right, Veronica, we're sorry. Please, please stop texting. Pay attention to us.
We need a new fourth party.
We can airtight you too, Veronica. There's three of us. Okay, this is so...
I'm gonna get an iced tea.
Back to Larry again.
No! Why are we even continuing this charade of a show?
I don't know. Let's all just stare at Veronica.
I'm down with that. I'm just
going to... The silence will be on her.
I'm going to play the outro music bed, but we're just going to stare at Veronica.
You could have put on a little makeup before you came in today.
You could have stopped breathing before you came in today.
That is not a good comeback.
Matt has left the studio. Veronica, can you stand and give us a turn?
Nope.
Why not?
Let's see what she's writing.
I don't want to stand up to look down your shirt. Will's getting himself a good peek.
No, she's... I don't know, cycling through her email.
Let me see what I got rack-wise. Let's look. I think she looks pretty smart today.
That's an insult.
No, it wasn't. I was trying to be sweet. The insult is this show. And
she's giving us the silent treatment. It's done.
Why are you doing this, Veronica? I'm going to give you the biggest hug when we get off this show. And I'm not even aroused. It's just purely an I love you hug. Mm-hmm. Oh, Matt, you got your drink. You're back in time for the end of this.
NST.
I just want to go home.
Yes, sir.
You dropped your phone.
I want to go home so badly.
And the battery fell out.
I feel like I just walked in on my parents screwing. Like, I just want the last... I want the last hour of my life back. Make it stop. All right, folks. What was wrong? Will, what happened today? You were great.
Do you really need an explanation?
Seriously? That's great? All right.
Folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. The website can be found at inpapasbasement.com. Just want to thank Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, who doesn't care either.
I don't even care. I'm going to go home and shoot myself in the head.
Just drinking Nesties, staring at Veronica, having a gay old time. Will, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what? We jinxed ourselves by making fun of Rhonda and friggin' Jack and Jill. They're
karma.
Yeah, karma's a bitch, man. We sealed our fate, like, out of the chute.
You know that they all committed suicide, probably.
Oh, God. Oh, Veronica.
I'm sure at least later. One member of SNU has blown his brains out.
I love you, Veronica. My guess would be
the singer.
I love you most of all. Mm-hmm. All right. Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. There's no ending to this.
No, Wednesday.
We have a Wednesday episode that I upload Thursday, but Saturday's the live thing.
You don't know it yet, but you're not invited.
Really?
All right. That's enough. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Oh, what the hell is this?
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.